You had worked on this for several months, and now we're learning, courtesy of the Investigative Post's latest story, the Buffalo Police Strike Force is disbanding. How did the Post find out about this?
Well, we found out about the disbandment actually through another news report through Channel 4, but we confirmed it with other police sources. And the strike force is going to be disbanded effective March 12th. So it's currently 15 members will be reassigned. It's unclear yet where they'll be reassigned, but this to me is a sign of new priorities by the interim commissioner.
It's also a unit that had caused some controversy within the community for what the critics say were some rather heavy-handed tactics, which you and your peers at the Post had been following.
So I looked at 10 cases in which strike force officers and housing officers as well conducted illegal stop and search, so illegal stop and frisk as it's more commonly known, and whatever evidence that they had obtained through those illegal searches was tossed and these cases were dismissed. Strike Force was created to be a proactive policing force and fight, you know, the scourge of guns and drugs in the city of Buffalo. But what ended up happening is that these aggressive tactics, these illegal stop and frisk tactics, really diminished the trust between the police and the city's communities of color. In two of the cases that I looked at, judges suppressed the evidence in part because the testimony that officers had given was questionable. I had one case where a judge described the officer's testimony as inventive. And so I think everyone is going to welcome this change as a moment when Buffalo policing might be headed towards a more reform and community-based direction. Of course, there's still much to be done, but I do think this is a sign of more reform to come.
And you touched on it just a moment ago that members of Buffalo's people of color within the community were especially upset with this strike force. And among their complaints was that it only seemed like really specific neighborhoods were being targeted.
Yes, and part of what proactive policing involves is to identify areas, neighborhoods of high crime. Unfortunately, crime is a socioeconomic issue, and many of the city's areas where there is a lot of crime also happen to be areas where people of color live who are suffering from other issues that can't be dealt with just by aggressive policing. And so there was a sense that people of color, Black and Latino people, were being targeted just because of the color of their skin and because of the neighborhood that they happen to live in.
The new interim commissioner, though, is also a person of color. And is there a feeling that he may be able to set the wheels in motion to maybe rebuild some of the trust between the community and the department?
I think this is a first step towards doing that. I think a lot of people are still quite upset over the rulings on the two incidents of officer-involved deaths this past year in 2017. That has certainly diminished even more the trust between communities of color and the police. And so Strike Force was kind of the representation of a heavy-handed police force against minority communities. So its disbandment is a step forward, but I don't think it is. I don't think that it will fix everything. And so we just have to see it as a first step, not a final resolving step.
Strike Force did get brought up by the Police Oversight Committee, but the problem, of course, is that that is a committee that very rarely meets, maybe twice a year at the most or so. So have you heard any communications or contacts from the Common Council, what they are thinking about this?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. In one of my other investigations into civilian oversight of the police department, it became very clear that the civilian bodies in City Hall that have power to act as an external check on the department don't really do so in an effective way. The Police Oversight Committee is supposed to have another meeting soon. It's unclear when that will happen. They did announce that they were going to create a community-based working group that would try and be more engaged with the public on policing issues. City Hall, of course, also requested data on traffic checkpoints that Strike Force oversaw. But I don't think that people see the Police Oversight Committee or even the Citizens Commission on Community Rights and Community Relations as the agencies of change